It's one of the nicest parts of the whole weekend and time spent together is sharing the experience of. So I'm going to invite volunteers to share what their experience was, specifically the 32 rounds, but also something that you particularly appreciated from the weekend. Hands up, right here. What? Here comes a microphone. First of all, how many rounds did you chant today? 32. Very good. Arrivo.
First of all, this is my first time chanting 32 rounds, and everything else that we did in the weekend was really good, and I really liked it.
Good.
All your classes, the baptism classes, and everything. I like everything.
What was the last part?
I liked everything.
How was everything?
It was really...
Huh? You liked everything. What helped you the most when you were chanting your 32 rounds? Speak into the microphone.
Well, when, like, I was like, listening outside, and then when I was, like, here, I could concentrate more than outside.
You could concentrate more outside?
No, inside.
Inside, yeah, okay. I was going to wonder what kind of concentration is going on up there. Okay. Okay, I see somebody else has their hand up. Right next to your...
I chanted 32.
You chanted 32. 32 rounds, right?
Yes.
Okay. And? What else would you like to say about your 32 rounds?
The thing that helped me a lot was focusing on Lord Krishna.
Was doing what?
Focusing on Lord Krishna.
The deity?
Yeah.
Ah. What happened when you focused on the deity?
It helped me chant.
Help you to chant. How focused were you on the deity? Honest. Be honest.
Not very much.
Okay. That's honest. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Who else would like to share their experience? Over here.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Today is a wonderful opportunity, and this is the second festival of Holy Name I'm attending.
Mm.
I had an opportunity to chant 54 rounds, and the Mataji, Premataragini Mataji's exercise was very helpful. Like,
which one?
Chanting for Krishna with the perception.
The A and B one, that one.
Yeah, the A and B. So
chanting for Krishna. Yeah. Tell me how that helped you.
It helps in the fashion like, you know, you are doing a dedicated attempt, and plus the fact like you visualize that Krishna is very next to you, and you are focusing on chanting on
so
that.
So that was the principle. How did it enter your heart? That's what I want to hear.
The feeling what I had was like... while doing that exercise, my next when I'm doing the one round, I'm anticipating for my next round. You know, like I had a very pleasure in doing it. You know, I don't know if I'm putting it right, but you know that I could focus on the sounds, the vibration, and then you know I had a feeling to chant more and more.
Did you have a feeling that Krishna was hearing you? Not exactly.
Not exactly. You know, I tried my best. You know,
okay, that's honest.
Yeah, I perceived something like I'm a worthless fool, and I really need a help. So I was praying for a help.
Okay.
So it's a wonderful exercise, and it's a great pleasure.
Okay.
And okay. I don't want this festival of Holy Name to be concluded. The 4 days was a wonderful experience for all of us.
Okay. Have you chanted 64 rounds before? first time?
No, this is the first time beyond 32.
Okay, may you have many more.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Someone for the ladies' side. The usual people that look down are looking down. Nityapriya is looking down. Janasaki is looking down. Go ahead.
Hare Krishna Maharaji. I wanted to share, this was the first time I chanted more than one round of a...
Chanted more than one?
Yes, and I did 32
Welcome.
Rounds.
Okay, how many?
32.
32! Wow.
Thank you, Maharaji.
Well, tell us some about that, what that experience was.
There's a lot to share about. I wouldn't go with a lot, but first thing was the vibrations which were created. Initially, to start with, after the third round, I started feeling sleepy, and I had to force myself to be more conscious of the words and mantra and focus on Krishna. So I started strolling and walking, which helped me. And after that, once I was into doing more and more rounds, every time I would start a new round, I would even a pause of a second would make me realize the vibrations which were being created around me. It was like a shield being created. After every one round, there was more, a bigger shield with every one round. And by the end of 32 rounds, it was there was an aura of vibrations around me, which was a beautiful feeling. I can't explain that in words. And apart from that, the exercise which we did yesterday, which Prabhuji was talking about, it did help me too. And as you asked, if Krishna was listening to us, I did feel that. And every time I would open my eyes, but while doing the chanting, I was chanting outside, and every time I would open my eyes, I would see a bird, a butterfly, flowers, and it seemed like they were smiling, listening to my chanting, and everything. So it was a beautiful experience.
Wow.
Thank you, Maharaji.
And if you had chanted before the deities would have been smiling.
I did that too.
You did that too?
Yes,
did they
my
smile?
Last two rounds were in front of the deity.
Did they smile?
Yes,
yeah,
they did. Yes. It felt so live. The deities felt so live.
Okay.
It was wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Okay, anybody else? Okay.
Thank you, Roma Patswami, for being here, and thank you, everybody, for being here. I recognized during the 32 rounds that the vibration that I was feeling of bliss was coming from the collective, and it wasn't just me chanting, and that was very humbling and wonderful. And so I saw a gradient of being ecstatic at periods, being, you know, sleepy, challenged, and feeling deep sense of peace, and it was this wonderful little cycle that kept going on. But also, whenever I opened my eyes and saw Swami Srila Prabhupada or the deities, particularly Krishna, I always felt some encouragement to keep going. I applied what you were saying yesterday about intention. You know, whenever I was getting sleepy or a negative thought would come or whatever, I would just remember the importance of, through devotional, the energy of devotion, the intention becomes stronger. And so there was this wonderful feeling of love every time the intention grew stronger. So that was just terrific.
So when the cycle went up, what was up like? And when the cycle went down, what was down like?
So the
maybe you should do the first one first. Or second one first. When it was down, what did it feel like?
Going up felt just ecstatic. It started gradually, and then it peaked. And
you felt Krishna was carrying you, like,
yeah. That's a very good way of putting it. I felt very much uplifted, and I couldn't stop smiling, and just like I was like a spiritual embrace, essentially.
And then
when negative thoughts would come, you know, there's a part of me that says, oh, you're not worthy of this, you know, you're just a horrible person or whatever. And when those thoughts would come up, or I had negative judgments about somebody or whatever, then I'd be like, oh no, Krishna, where are you going? You know. So it was, and I recognized it wasn't that he was going somewhere. I was like cutting myself off basically. So then I had to be open again. I had to say, oh, I have to reassert my intention and just open my heart. And once the heart was open, then the connection was made again. So.
Humility.
Yes.
Getting crushed is nice sometimes. Humility. Good. Okay.
Thank you, Maharaj, for a wonderful retreat.
How many rounds did you chant? Okay, fine.
The chanting was with a lot of concentration today.
It was what?
A lot more concentration than usually is.
Okay.
And it was actually, I would have to give myself a high mark because it was actually pretty good. But also what was inspiring was other devotees chanting so well, so I want to do as well as they could. And also, the session I liked the best was yesterday when Prem Gangi Mataji gave a session on Haridas Thakur's prayers and how humble he was. So I tried to...
It was awesome, wasn't it?
Hmm?
Yeah. The prayers.
Right.
And the whole experience of the prayers.
Right. It was this, it just put me in a humble mood that how humble he is. I'm not even close to him. But at least... having maybe 1%, you know, of that humbleness, that made me concentrate a lot more. Because I was going through the same prayers when I was doing my chanting.
Other things that were a resource for you while you were chanting today? The presence of the devotees, Haridas Thakur's humility.
And early in the morning, you know, I was outside in a natural light and a natural atmosphere outside and not having any prasadam in the morning. All those things helped.
That helped too?
Yeah.
Fasting. How many rounds?
40.
40. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. On the ladies' side, let's see if someone can volunteer. If not, I'll call on somebody. Okay. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Today morning you were telling about... through chanting the name, just try to get into the relationship with Krishna. So I was trying to do that, and somehow I was able to connect to Krishna through the first Hare. So I was feeling like I'm climbing a 100-storied building, and I reached at the top of the building, and somehow a little bit I was able to maintain that level. And when I opened my eyes, I felt like I'm falling down to the ground.
Really?
And I got injured. So it
And then
took,
what happened?
When so you fell it, down to I the was ground? Struggling a lot.
Oh.
And it took so many rounds for me to again maintain that relationship with Krishna. So I felt like I'm so insignificant in that case. So in that case I felt that the real position, who I am.
Did the feeling of humility enter?
Yeah, a little bit. And then I was climbing the...
There we go. So that's a nice lesson, isn't it?
Yeah.
Feelings of humility. It's nice to stay in a feeling of humility. And then you don't have to fall down.
Yeah.
Okay. How many rounds?
35.
35. Very good.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I wasn't planning on applying this. Usually I just try to do the one mantra at a time, and that kind of is the only thing that really helps me focus. But then ever since I saw the drama practice of the Jagannath Priyanathikam,
mm-hmm.
Specifically the part where Vishravasu is like completely broken down because he's like lost without Nilamadava. Like, that's a very touching part. I'm sure many people felt the same thing.
Sure, very powerful.
Yeah. So, I was always able to, I mean, there's many other parts that are also very touching, but that one in particular. And so I was, whenever, I mean, basically between every round, I would just read the, just that part of the drama and remember what, I mean, Ananta Shesh Prabhu acted it out very nicely, and yeah, the music and everything. And I mean, when we read these prayers, like of the, like Haridas Thakur or something, I'm usually not able to get the full depth of the prayer, I guess, because I'm not able, I mean, I can't imagine something like that. So when it's acted out in the drama form so nicely, it's very easy to begin to understand at least the level of devotion, and then you can connect to it more easily like that. So that was helping me to focus a lot pretty much throughout the whole time that I was chanting the up to like 30 rounds I was able to do that, and then the last, or 28 maybe, and then I remember the last four rounds were like longer than the 28 before that, because I completely lost focus. And I hadn't even been counting up until that point, but then right when it reached 28, then I realized, oh, I'm only four away, and then I started counting, and then it became totally gone. But up until then, it was very sweet.
Uh-huh. Were you tired?
No, I slept in. I got a lot of rest, so it actually was, helped a lot.
Okay. Good. Any volunteers? Or should I call on somebody? Induleka is smiling. Was smiling.
Hi Krishna.
Hi Krishna.
I didn't have an opportunity to be here with other devotees and chant. I had to be at home for uh-huh. some reasons. But initially I wasn't even committed to chanting 32 rounds today. So I chanted my 16 rounds, and I was like, okay, let's see how it goes, how many more I can chant. And then it turned out that the next 16 rounds, which was much easier than the first 16, so I was really, really, really grateful for that, that Krishna somehow gave me the mercy to keep on going.
You were unable to attend any of the prior, like, preparation things.
That's correct. I was just here in the morning to do some service, and then I had to go home, so I mostly chanted on
okay.
my own.
Okay. What? So the support was just the space and the devotees and...
Yes. I mean, I heard the classes yesterday and the day before, and my husband came home and I think he shared something, and I think the collective mood, you could, like this morning during Mangal Arati and later, everyone was chanting, and it was really, everyone was so dedicated to chanting and focused on, okay, let's do this 32 rounds. I think it's spread all the way to, you know, my little corner. The mercy that I could actually do it.
Thank you.
I'm really grateful for that.
Good. Very good. Okay, Siddharth.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thanks a lot for the program. I wanted to speak because I wanted to say that what helped me most was your lecture on intention while chanting, Sankalpa.
Okay.
So I just wanted to say that because no one...
How did you apply it?
Yep. Immediately after the class, I had some thoughts on what should be my sankalpa, but then I also ruminated on the conversations I had with my mentors, Ichan Pran Prabhu, Jayadana Prabhu, and with you, on what could be a good next step, on what could be a good sankalpa for me. Actually, I spent an hour or two, perhaps, yesterday thinking on... Basically
fine,
thinking.
Fine. Refine it and focus it. That's good.
Yeah.
Do you want to share what your sankalpa was?
Probably I'll email to you.
Huh? Proper pronunciation? Is that what you said?
No, I said probably I'll email to you.
Not shared. Okay.
That really helped a lot. So much that this is the first time in 2 years that I finished my first 16 rounds without getting up on the chair and completely focused in my, my eyes were completely closed at least. Usually I'm like a radar and I watch what is going on. I'm sorry. And sometimes I also go out, but because of the sankalpa, I was able to focus and so much so that someone had to push me out, and I wasn't willing to open my eyes, so that was good.
Your chanting was pretty strong because you were chanting right behind me.
I'm sorry, Maharaj.
No, it was all right. How many rounds did you complete?
I only chanted 32, Maharaj. 32. I wanted to continue there.
Okay.
Around 32, my voice was breaking, and I mean to say, my voice—it was paining. So I thought I'll, rather than finishing up my enthusiasm today, I thought I'll
go cut vegetables or something like that. Right? Okay. Yes, yeah, Suja, raise your hand so he knows.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Maharaj, this time I took 3 tips for chanting, this 32 rounds. The first one, last week when you were in St. Louis, you told a tip regarding this chanting question, that the mind should focus on the sound vibration instead of thinking any other thing.
Okay.
So my focus is I should apply that instruction, like it should focus only on the sound vibration. And then the second one is being conscious, which you, in the yesterday class, you talked about being conscious. And then the third one is Premataringi Mataji's exercise, being I'm being B and A, Krishna is watching.
Okay.
So that really helped me.
How did, tell me, a little more detail.
Okay.
How did that play out when you applied it?
Yes. The first thing is, when I started to chant, I know that I should focus on the sound vibration, listen to the...
So specifically, I want to hear the third one.
Third one, yeah. So when I'm applying the first tip, so I was being conscious that Krishna is watching me and I'm calling out his name. So he's watching me and, I'm just calling in a humility way that just... I took that opportunity while calling his name out. Just first I want to gratitude that want to thank Krishna for giving this opportunity, out of lots of people out there, but I'm given this mercy to take up this chanting.
So that's then what were you feeling?
So I felt so peaceful, so satisfied, first, I kind of had my prayer of being gratitude, and then I just started to beg his mercy that I have piled a lot of karmas, bad karmas. So please, I'm begging you, just remove all my bad karma, and I want to become one of your family member. So that was my prayer for the whole.
Did your attention go to the deities?
Yes, yeah. I did.
And so it helped being in front of the deities?
Yes.
And the deities helped you?
Yes. I did. And it helped me, and that exercise helped me a lot, being conscious that Krishna is there. So every time when I call out Krishna and Rama, so I was, even for Rama, I was remembering Lord Balaram. I picturized him also, begging him to give me capabilities that I can do more service, so which I don't have. So kind of I had that prayer in me too.
Okay.
So I could able to focus of that. One or two times it went my mind, but still I could able to be alert, be conscious with these tips.
And how many rounds did you complete?
34.
Shriniti, how many rounds did you complete? 1-5? 5-0. Na 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 na. What time did you get up? 5:30. You were really concentrated. Did you stay inside, or you floated around?
No, I was inside, but I took a couple breaks to drink some water.
Okay. Were you chanting? Describe a little the quality of your chanting.
In the beginning, my first couple of rounds, it was, I was trying to get concentrated, so it was...
Struggle.
Yeah, it was kind of a struggle, but then, in the middle and stuff, it was really easy, because I was inside and I was focused on the deities, and they looked really pretty today. So, and in Premataringi Mataji's exercise also really helped the A and B partner. Yeah.
Okay.
And the end, my last 5 rounds were a struggle too.
A struggle too?
Yeah.
You and a few other people. Okay. Hare Krishna. I want to call them the Tyagi Trio. One, two, three. We'll start with the youngest and we'll go to the eldest. Briefly. What time did you get up this morning?
Around 2:30.
Okay, yeah. He's fired up. And how many rounds you completed?
64 rounds.
Okay. How many years in a row you've been chanting 64 on this?
I think this is my second year.
Second year?
64.
No. Several years.
Yeah.
You skipped one?
I think, I'm not sure actually right now.
Your father knows. How many years?
I think Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Since we started this.
Since we started, he's doing 64.
Yeah. How many years, Nityananda Pran?
Yeah, around
2004.
Yeah.
They have a better memory than you, but I also remember that.
Yeah.
Like, from the first time we did this. Want me to tell you the story? Your father shared it. He woke you up at, or you woke him up at whatever it was in the morning. We got to go to Mangal Arati. Right? And, you know, because you had already chanted so many rounds, and I remember. Okay, go ahead.
So, like, my first couple of rounds, they were, like, really hard to get concentrated. And then, like, towards the middle, like, I kind of got a rhythm for it. And then, so, like, it was really easy in the middle. And then near, like, lunchtime, I started getting hungry. So, like, I lost my focus. Uh-oh. And then, yeah.
He's nodding next to you. Yeah. Okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
For me, it was kind of different, actually. Towards the end, it was easier for me to concentrate. In the beginning, it wasn't as easy.
It wasn't that easy?
Yeah, in the beginning, it wasn't that easy.
Struggle?
Yeah, a little bit.
And then?
And then, towards the end, I think I was actually falling asleep a little bit while I was chanting, so then I decided I'd just go take a nap, and then I came back, and it was much easier to chant, focus. So, yeah, that definitely helped. So, by the... towards the end, it was a lot easier to chant because, I was able to stay awake. So, and plus, I was in front of the deities also, so that helped to have the deities in front of to concentrate on while I was chanting. So that made it a lot easier also.
And you got to complete how many?
46 rounds.
26?
46 rounds.
46. Okay. You got up the same time as your brother or a little after?
Just, I think a little after, I'm not sure actually.
You're really focused on this event. You really like it. I'm always anticipating how it's going to go for you. Keep it up. Go ahead. Dad. Yeah.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I didn't do very good. I did just only 37 round.
Okay.
Because yesterday I wasn't planning to come anyhow. And I went to sleep late. So I got like 2.5 or 3 hours sleep only. But in the morning, they wake me up, you have to come. And they start chanting. I said, you're chanting, I have to chant too now. So, focus-wise, first, I can say, 8 or 10 round wasn't so good. After that, I was getting into. And I get more like, since the Haridas Thakur came here, I suddenly felt that, and my hair was standing. I was just feeling that, oh, I should chant now. And this started very easily. I didn't feel after that.
Mercy.
I can say that.
Yeah, mercy.
So, I mean, as soon as Haridas Thakur entered, I had like totally different kind of feelings. I wasn't like meditating on something, which was just happening by itself.
Okay.
And after that, I was able to chant, I can say nicely. And yeah. I completed only 37 though.
Okay. That's
but
nice.
I can say thanks to Ravi and Yas who made me chant and just say, let's go, we have to go now. And then wake up. So thanks to them. And thanks to Maharaj also, you too.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishnarchana is squinting. She doesn't want to. That's okay. Anyone volunteer? Anyone? That's okay. It's okay. I don't want to embarrass her. She's turning red. Sri Rupa. Oh, no.
I had a feeling you were going to call him.
I knew you had. I connected. She was so confident that I was going to call on her, she wasn't looking down. Go ahead.
Okay, well, one thing that...
You know how to use microphones, right? Yeah, good.
Yeah. Okay, well, Premathirinimachi's exercise, the Krishna one, helped a lot, like the one everybody else was talking about.
Can you speak half speed instead of your normal fast?
Sorry, okay. Premathirinimachi's exercise...
Yeah.
The A and B Krishna thing. Where like it helped me realize that Krishna as a person is listening.
Krishna has what?
Krishna as a person is listening. It really personalized the deity there. So that plus the deities plus the Sankalpa.
When you did the exercise, who was your partner?
Trinity.
Ah. Good. When she was chanting, was she chanting to Krishna nicely?
I wasn't a good Krishna, so I wasn't paying too much attention.
Shriniti, when she was chanting, was she chanting to Krishna nicely?
Yeah, I could hear the sincerity in her voice.
You think what?
I could hear the sincerity in her voice.
So it was a good exercise. And then from that... carry forward in the temple room chanting before the deity. But now, you like the pace, which is nice. But when you were going like that, it was one thing. Then you're going like that, it was another thing.
Yeah.
But you were watching Krishna out of the corner of your eye?
Yeah.
Was he watching you out of the corner of his eye?
I don't know, but he was smiling.
He was smiling, okay.
He looked really nice.
And how many rounds you chanted?
I chanted 40.
40?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. And also, your lecture from this morning also was really inspiring about how, like, today and then, like, over the few days, how...
Slowly.
Just hearing Krishna's feelings towards when... Krishna's feelings towards when we chant what he feels, that helped me a lot.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Did anybody find the inspiration... from Bhaktivinoda Thakur and praying to him and his presence and... You want to Jivana?
Hare Krishna. Yeah, there was actually a prayer of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur that I read yesterday in the Japa book from Burijan Prabhu, where he's... Bhaktivinoda Thakur's expressing his feelings, or he's paraphrasing the Nadhanam, Najanam, Nasundarim prayer that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presents. So, that was a beautiful, beautiful prayer. I wanted to read it if I had
it. Can you read it?
Yeah.
Get it. We'll give the microphone to somebody, and then you can take the microphone back. Somebody else that found support or strength from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, right up here? Quickly, because it's 4 minutes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I was looking into Harinam Chintamani, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the difference between Aparad and Navavas...
Say it slowly, clearly.
Bhaktivinoda in Harinam Chintamani.
What did he say?
Said that the difference between Namavas and Aparad is...
The difference between Namavas and Aparad.
Aparad, yeah. Is that... person who is like committing aparad thinks that the name and the object are different. Krishna and his names are different. So that's a strong statement. So I realize that I'm like associating with Krishna. This is Krishna in my hand. I took more
attention. On your tongue at least.
On my tongue, yeah. So it's like it's... it made me pay more attention. And another thing that helped me, aside from Bhaktivinoda association, was that vow of silence.
Was which?
Vow of silence.
Vow of silence helped.
When my mind kicked in to wanted to like say something. I reminded myself that that vow of like no talking includes internal talking.
Ah.
So I kind of could shut
And you were
down.
Talking to Krishna?
No, I was talking to myself. Oh. Like my mind, you know, by the time that the mind, you know, wanted to jump in, you know, I was saying that I'm under vow, so I shouldn't.
Okay. And how many rounds you chanted?
I was eager for Bhaktivinoda's association, so after 32, I went down.
Okay. Okay. You have the page?
So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur pleads with his Lord in the mood of the fourth verse of the Shikshastika. O Lord, this is my humble submission at your lotus feet.
Read slowly. Dramatic reading. Read slowly and dramatically. Go ahead.
O Lord, this is my humble submission at your lotus feet. I do not ask from you sensual pleasure, learning, wealth, or followers. I do not beg for residence on the celestial planets, nor do I wish liberation from this mundane existence, nor do I pray for the attainment of any mystic powers. Whatever birth I may obtain due to the faults of my previous worldly activities, I pray that I may sing the glories of your holy name birth after birth. This is my only desire, O Lord, and I submit it at your lotus feet. That unmotivated devotion to you may constantly awaken in my heart. As much attachment as I now have for worldly affairs, I pray that a similar degree of attachment may develop for your holy feet.
Mm.
I pray that my love for you, this is the statement I particularly connected with. I pray that my love for you may remain undisturbed both in misfortune and in prosperity, and that day after day it may increase by the power and influence of your holy name. Power and influence of your holy name. Be my life in heaven or in hell, be it as a bird or a beast, may devotion to you always remain within the heart of Bhaktivinoda.
So how did that help you? Please share.
I read this a couple of times, two or three times while chanting japa, and the both the negative and the positive of the Shikshastakam verse 4 is what really helped me. Frankly speaking, my chanting was dry for most of the time, but there was one particular part, maybe four or five rounds, where very moving and emotions and so forth. But because of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's words, it was very clear. Whatever emotions I'm experiencing is not the essence. The essence is hearing the holy name and serving the holy name. Let me stay focused on that, and whether the feelings come and whatever Krishna, however Krishna wants to reciprocate, it's his prerogative. So
one more time. Dry, something special, and then remembering this verse, that's not the essence.
Yeah.
And then what happened? So that humility, taking another shelter besides, oh, this is a nice feeling.
Yeah, it was
what
just
happened?
It went deeper. It was just like more reciprocation and more reciprocation, and I didn't want it because it was like distracting my hearing almost, and I was just struggling. I was struggling to say, no, I don't want this. And it was embarrassing too, because it was, you know, in front of the devotees, I know I'm not very advanced, so I don't want to have those, you know, emotions. So
So Krishna let you go.
He let me go after some time.
Okay. Nice.
It was very nice.
We're after 3 o'clock. If people have to drive some long distance, please don't feel that you're obliged to say. But I think because lunch took a little bit longer, maybe it was a good lunch. Nice long line for seconds, which was nice. So if you need to go feel free to go. We're going to carry on for a bit and see how it goes. Any other sharing on Bhaktivinod Thakur being feeling inspired by him?
Guru Maharaj, thank you. This morning I started chanting early, quite early, in the sense I woke up
how
at 3:30.
3:30. 3:30, good.
Because usually, you know, when family gets ready and by the time we come here, I would wanted to complete 16 rounds and then was planning on coming here and then doing the rest of the 16 rounds.
Okay.
To my good fortune, I got the association of Jagadananda Prabhu while I was chanting in my around my home, just walking and chanting.
Okay.
So he just invited me to join him for chanting and we chanted together. But while we were chanting, I just finished one of my rounds and my attention went to his laptop and he had a very beautiful words of Bhaktivinod Thakur displayed in the laptop. I just kind of took a picture of it. It was very powerful to me.
Okay, read.
It's actually glorifying the power of the holy name.
Read dramatically.
I'll try. There is no vow like chanting the holy name, no knowledge superior to it, no meditation which comes anywhere near it, and it gives the highest result. No penance is equal to it, and nothing is as potent or powerful as the holy name. So this kind of helped me focus more, and actually I felt that it revealed to me the little bit of a glimpse of what the power of the holy name is, the statement of Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur.
Okay. Did you refer back to it from time to time, like he did, you know, periodically to that nice prayer?
On my way back, while I was driving from the home to the temple, I asked my wife, Sukada, to read it aloud 3 times in the car. We were traveling in the car with Sandhini and their family too. Uh-huh. So while driving, I asked her to read it aloud 3 times so that everyone can really understand what the power of the holy name is.
Okay. How many rounds you completed?
34 rounds.
Okay, good. Bhaktivinod Thakur. We're honoring him on his disappearance day. Anyone else would like to share something? Jagatananda?
Thank you, Naj. Yeah, last night before I went to sleep, I opened the sloka recitation verses, and the verse that Prati Prabhu is referring to, that had this beautiful picture of Bhaktivinod Thakur, the verse from Adi Purana, and the picture of Bhaktivinod Thakur. So that's how I slept, and this morning, you know, my wife decided to come here, so I was chanting by myself. So I went back to that screen and I was chanting. And I saw Rati Prabhu taking a walk around the block, so I said, you know, why don't you come on? So he chanted a couple of rounds. So that was the meditation throughout my chanting. And then I was also connecting the lecture that you gave the other day, the steel-framed heart. And maybe I missed many Badahari Prabhu's kirtans, but maybe he sang, maybe he didn't sing, I don't know. But this is a request if it is possible. There's one beautiful bhajan of Bhaktivinod Thakur, Keno Hare Krishna Naam Hari Bole, where he says that when I chant the holy name, why doesn't, you know, my heart cry? That's a beautiful, that's one of my favorite bhajans. So I was thinking about that bhajan throughout my chanting, because that's how it was. But it was nice to have him in the consciousness. So I was happy to have him in my consciousness, although the chanting was, you know, not ecstatic. So thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
So you felt supported by Bhaktivinod Thakur and his mood?
Oh, sure, yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Thank you.
So that's ecstatic.
Yeah, so can't complain. So I was thanking somehow, you know, the festival of the holy name, how it coincided. It ended on the recipients of Bhaktivinod Thakur, where We don't have to worry about breakfast. So he took care of, you know, the 9 o'clock distractions in the morning. So it was nice.
You liked fasting too?
Yeah.
Did you get hungry later? And get, you know, like, distracted because you were hungry? No.
Sorry, Maharaj?
Some reported that around 12 o'clock they started feeling hungry and their chanting went down. Huh. Did that happen to you? You like fasting?
Yeah, so okay. Noon fastings are fine.
Hare Krishna. Okay.
And of course, I also cheated a little bit. I was, while I was feeding my son breakfast in the morning, I ate a little bit, so it was not really fasting.
All right. You had to do that because otherwise he wouldn't have eaten, right? Okay. Yes, Subal.
I did have a very wonderful moment of reciprocation of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When I came down for Guru Puja and we were preparing for the Puspanjali, just a thought came in my mind, oh, how wonderful it will be to do the arti for Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And immediately, my god brother turns, Bibhu Chaitanya, no. Radhaman Prabhu turn and tell me, you want to do the arti? So I was very touched, and I did pray to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur for helping me, give me the strength on the sankalpa that I took, which I'd like to share that this year was a bit different than previous experience that I have in the festival of the Holy Name. And it was, I conscientiously thought, you know, I'm going to try to find something that it can last, that something that I can take that it won't dissipate. In previous years, I had something similar to what Yamuna Jivana Prabhu said. In previous years, I remember feeling the strong, loving reciprocation of the deities at certain moments after so much struggle of controlling the mind and this and that. And naturally, that was very touching to the heart and to your faith. But somehow or other, there it goes, you know, and then you get back into, you know, offensive chanting, not paying attention to Krishna, the whole thing of... So, your class was very, very helpful. And the imagery of what you gave in your class of the chanting with a motive, having the right motive for chanting, and finding a sankalpa, focusing that sankalpa on the attention, on basically paying attention to what chanting, and with the purpose of basically eliminating that is, in a, at least in my particular self, that is what come in between, you know, maintaining proper connection with Krishna. So for me is, you know, this basically material desires. I just want to eliminate that. I want to be able to give up, you know, my attraction to things that I'm still attached to that come in between the quality of Krishna consciousness that I'm looking to have. And the imagery of yourself preparing for walking around Govardhan, like exercising and doing your cycling thing, and you know, just thinking, I'm going to go around Govardhan. So the exercise thing, for me, that imagery was extremely, extremely helpful, because I'm thinking, you know, I know Krishna is there, just like Prema Tarangini Mataji said. He's doing his thing. He's doing his bar. I'm the one who is not. So I have to eliminate my exercise for my knees is I have to remove this thing that is, you know, like making everything slow and sluggish and this and that. So my exercise is I have to concentrate. I have to pay attention. I know Krishna is loving. I know Krishna is there. I know he will reciprocate. But I just want to concentrate. And that was extremely helpful. And I think that is something that I can take home. And that is something that I can always remember because it worked. And praying to all the great personalities who were here present, well, among all the devotees, but also having Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, having Srila Haridas Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, the deities, Srimati Tulsi Maharani, and also I took shelter of having your presence too. So that was very, very wonderful. So thanks so much.
When Haridas Thakur came, you came right up there. Could you share a little bit what that experience was when Haridas Thakur entered and you stayed right by him and like that? What?
Yeah, I pray for same. And remember a phrase that you said that we have to take that sankalpa and practice, powered by devotion. So I pray for, you know, that fuel of devotion,
strength.
The strength. So that's basically the prayer that was directing and all the personalities. Srila Prabhupada.
Very nice. Is Kusumika here? No. Yes, no? Because she was seated right where Bhaktivinoda Thakur is now seated, and she was asked to move back. I'm wondering what happened with her chanting. Is she outside? No. No. Okay. Any final... Someone would like to offer something? Yes?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. When I was chanting, the pastime of Bhaktivinoda Thakur came to my thoughts, like in the morning you shared his pastime with the British officer who envied him, that pastime. I was inspired by Bhaktivinoda Thakur's, like, spreading the holy life through his, you know, example in spirituality. I was praying, you know, to a blessed drop of mercy to cultivate that life of, you know, spreading the spiritual life, holy life, you said, holy life. That's one part. I was I was inspired, and the other part I also got inspired by two of the songs, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs we had during this retreat.
Could you be a little specific? I think Bhadda Hari would like to hear what specific songs and how that helped.
One song was Ki Jani. Yeah, Sri Rupa Mataji and Hey Gopinath, both. Hey Gopinath, those two songs, Guru Maharaj.
Okay.
Time to time, like I was taking help, parts of those purport, like in translation. Like how.
Nice.
How Krishna only can purify. How, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur was praying, you know, how do you purify me? Like, and then he was saying, you only can do anything, you only can purify me. Like that. So I'm taking some bits from this meditation.
From the songs, I'm looking at you, but any of the group that were participating, the songs that you sang, did they, in preparing and singing and presenting, give you some particular support for the chanting, or your focus was on other things, like what you described?
It wasn't specifically those bhajans, but like I wasn't thinking of those when I was chanting.
Okay. I'd like to end with two things, just provide an opportunity for two of the other presenters, if they want, Vadahari and Prema Tarangani, to share. And then just like, you know, a take-home message. Would you like to share a little bit? Or?
I had a number of thoughts. One, I also really appreciated meditating on how Krishna is hearing our chanting, and actually he is hearing our chantings. Sometimes I would have that experience in my better moments, in sitting in front of the deities and just feeling really unsettled that, oh, Krishna's watching me doing this. Usually I'm just looking at him. So, but I've had that experience sometimes also during kirtan, but I've never tried to make it as a meditation, and it's actually very, very powerful to come back to that you know, you're sitting here in front of Krishna, he's watching. So I really appreciated that. The other thing I was thinking is sometimes these different, exercises are, you know, maybe poo-pooed by certain personalities, but I was, but actually these exercises are how Srila Prabhupada wants us to think all the time. in his books, I remember him saying one time, so if you hear enough times that you're not this body, maybe you'll realize that you're not this body. Because he keeps saying, you know, and why does he keep saying it? So it's not just something that we'll realize, hopefully we'll realize, but also to plant it in our consciousness and have that affect how we interact, how we chant our rounds, how we do everything. So these meditations that put us in a position of feeling ourselves as a spiritual being, and seeing our thoughts from that perspective, and so on. They're exercises, but they're not artificial at all. They're really how we need to think as devotees. And if we make a conscious effort to think like that while we're chanting, then obviously we'll get more, so incalculably more out of the chanting.
Nice. Drishta Vichar, the first form.
I feel extremely grateful, Guru Maharaj, for this service. Because each time I do the service, I'm not a great chanter or anything like that, but each time I do the service, it helps me go a little deeper. For me, a theme that emerged from this whole retreat was humility. That's like what my whole meditation was the whole time. As such, the 32 rounds today, I can't say that they were like great or anything. I was extremely tired today, so I was kind of falling asleep, but struggling a little bit. but there were some moments which were really nice. I think one of the high moments was when Haridas Thakur came, actually. I just felt very, very like supported, and his reciprocation. For me, another highlight was Barahari Prabhu's presence and his natural humility, that Prabhu just breathes humility. And all the songs, the bhajans that he sang, that was what came out for me. So in that way, I felt very supported. I just feel very grateful and very nourished.
Okay. Just a few things and to wrap up. Um, I'm very grateful for all of you that came, some from distant places. But coming together like this is it's a great asset to have the association, like this Mataji that said she's chanted one round before and now 32. Just by everyone being here. So I'm grateful and happy for that. Some devotees, because of their service and other things, they're not with us. But some persons that aren't normally with us are with us. Thank you for coming. One of the messages, especially for devotees that come regularly, it becomes like an important thing for those of us that do this, have done this more than once. Something sticks, as Subal was saying specifically, and Mukund a little bit, others. Something that you take with you and continues to support and help you go more deeply into chanting and more deeply into Krishna consciousness. So a number of things were presented, and you know, one way that we could contemplate next year is, okay, what's something new that we can do different next year that we didn't do already? At the same time, there's merit in something that we've done, do again and go more deeply with it. So whatever seems to work best for each of you, I encourage you, request you, please apply it. Something from two somethings that are on the same point. That's something that I'm studying in Sri Brahma Samhita connects to what we just experienced. Sri Brahma Samhita, written by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it's very difficult to enter into it, because it's not just because the language is very high, but the subject matter is very profound. Language is another thing, but the subject matter is very profound. Prabhupada said about Bhaktisiddhanta's speaking in Bengali, in Bhaktisiddhanta's native tongue and Prabhupada's native tongue, and many, many times sitting and hearing Bhaktisiddhanta, my brain was puzzled. But I sat and listened. And look at the result. His brain was puzzled, and look at the result. So even if it's something that's puzzling, or like the holy name, this, by Prabhupada said, I sat and listened, and by hearing again and again, gradually I could understand. So same with chanting, you know, the highs and the lows and all of that, and you know, these wonderful things that we hear about very elevated Vaishnavas, and it's like, wow. You know. But by hearing and absorbing ourselves again and again, and as we've done, you know, from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, many have been through the whole thing, and it's a lot of holy name, and that has its effect. Although there may be highs and lows. So it helps us, just the volume, or one of the ways of overcoming offenses mentioned by Haridas Thakur is constant chanting. If you're making an offense of this kind, that kind, continue chanting. It's not like, oh, I'm making an offense, I should stop chanting. Continue chanting will help you overcome offense. It'll help us become cleansed or purified and qualified. Personally, because of the Bhaktivinoda Thakur's disappearance day, honoring him, a lot of my chanting, like most of my chanting, was just absorbed similarly in this mood of humility, but recognizing here's a personality that wanted to give the fullness of Lord Chaitanya's teachings to the world. I mean, what a magnanimous acharya. So I was praying and 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 praying to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And one of the nicest things about it was it didn't stop. It just continued. That the reciprocation, that which somebody was just saying, that maybe it was Subal, the problem is not with Krishna, the problem is me. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, our great acharyas, are wish to give us